Well, good evening, gentlemen, and let this Saturday night begin. Peroni is already open. Now, here we have two Femons going about their business. They're getting some Lego in Asda. Then they go over to the self-checkout, forget to scan it on purpose, put it in a bag, and walk out the store. Then I just wonder how many times I've already done something like this up to now. But anyway, they were caught on the CCTV camera, and they were charged with theft. Of course, excuses probably would have been, I was having a heavy period, I just finished with my boyfriend. You know the stories, they say. But apparently these are well-known shoplifters. So I guess this is what they do every day as a job. Probably pays better than my one. So let's take a look at these thieves, shall we? Ooh, well, she doesn't look too happy, does she? That's because she got caught and she was actually charged. That's not supposed to happen to Femons, they're supposed to be let go. But anyway, she got 16 weeks in jail. Now let's take a look at her accomplice. Ooh, another happy face. I mean, do these Femons really look pissed off, eh? But this one only got 10 weeks in jail, because the other one had other stuff in her bag that she stole at other stores. But they kind of look like they're both supposedly victims when they're not. And I believe what's going to happen when they're let out of jail, they're going to do exactly the same thing. That's how they survive. That's their job. I mean, I personally think Lego's overpriced myself, but I wouldn't just steal it. When I was a child, they gave me a box of these rubber bricks and said, make something. Now Lego tells you how to make just one thing. And once you've made it, that's it. You know, what they should do is a survey and find out who is more shoplifters, males or Femons. I bet you any money it's Femons. Just a wild guess of mine. Oh, come on, honey. Smile a bit. You've only got 10 weeks to do. Then you can be out thieving again. Ooh. You look better when you weren't happy, actually. Moving on. Now here's a Femon who says she's never going to work a 9-to-5 job again. She has more free time and more money selling sexy snaps. And this is a story that's in the papers all the time. Well, it's just gobbledygook. There may be a couple of people making money on these OnlyFans pages and sexy snaps, but the rest aren't earning hardly anything because the market is saturated. You got Femons stripping off everywhere. The trouble is Femons forget that males have a logical brain. They know supply and demand very well. And the supply completely outweighs the demand. But it doesn't stop Femons lying through their teeth, does it? This Femon drinks champagne, probably goes on yachts, probably been offered £1 million for somebody to have sex with her. You know the stories, guys. And in most cases, that's exactly what they are. Stories. I mean, really, what cuckoo land are they living in? There's more Femons today on Poor Street than there ever has been. The way to earn money is to get a skill. And unfortunately, that means working 5 days a week at least. That is a reality Femons don't want to hear. Because basically, they're lazy. And that's because they've been taken care of for thousands of years by men. Because when the Femon's body falls apart, and it will do very quickly, then they absolutely have nothing to offer. I don't know about you guys out there, but I'm getting really sick and tired of Femon's bullshit. But it's they the ones that are going to suffer. Because males are doing absolutely fine without Femon's. And I believe my Peroni that I put in the freezer is just chilled right. I hope it ain't a popsicle. We'll see. Take it easy.